next.
Make mornings simple with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
we in the coffee
and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Sophie Merrick. Survivors of devastating flooding in eastern Spain say the government's abandoned them as weather warnings remain in place for heavy rain across the region. More than 200 people have died. Almost 4 months after Rishi Sunak announced he was stepping down as the leader of the Conservatives, his successor will be announced later this morning. Robert Jenrick and Kemi Badenoch are the final two left standing. With 3 days left until Americans head to the polls, both presidential candidates have held rallies in a key swing state. They've been taking place just miles apart from each other in Wisconsin. And an iPhone adapter that could be used to rule out throat cancer is being piloted in the NHS. We're told it could cut the amount of time patients need to wait before getting the all clear from doctors.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Ruben Amorim says his new club at Manchester United told him it was now or never if he wanted to become their coach. He's taking up his new job on the 11th and will stay in charge of Sporting until then. Arsenal visit Newcastle this lunchtime, hoping to get their Premier League title challenge back on track. Leaders Manchester City go to Bournemouth, but failure to win would allow Liverpool to leapfrog them with victory over Brighton. Celtic and Aberdeen will put their unbeaten domestic records on the line once again this evening as they battle it out for a place in the Scottish League Cup final. And England's cricketers need to win their second one-day international against the West Indies this afternoon to keep the three-game series alive.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo, the new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cloudy day with the odd patch of drizzle, feeling mild in any brighter spells. It's remaining dull as we head into this evening too. Highs today of 14 degrees.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Never saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart.
Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing out the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Slipping through the door like a troubadour while I'm just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. But you and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coasters miles away. Roll another, ride another song like Jimmy heard the day on the train. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la. Sips another rum and coke. Told a dirty joke. Walking like Groucho, sucking on a number 10. Rolling on the floor with a cigarette buns won't end. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night star while I'm just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day.
John Richardson and Angela Barnes here on Absolute Radio, and I'll tell you what you didn't hear in the news bulletin there. You didn't hear from Dee Harrison of Ipswich. She's put some pictures on social media this week. Lovely. Just trying to cheer up the people of Ipswich.
Nice.
They're having a rough old time of it, aren't they? Not getting any points in the Premier League. Maybe it would have been better to stay in the Championship and win a few games and let somebody else have a go in the Premier League. We don't know. It doesn't matter, does it? It's only a stupid game. It doesn't matter at all. Delighted not to be up there. It looks absolutely awful. I hope you're enjoying it with your beautiful Calvin Phillips in your midfield, who should have been ours. Anyway,
what is he talking
some pictures
about
on social media? I need to move on. She's popped some pictures. Did you see the Aurora Borealis?
The Aurora Borealis. The Northern Lights. I didn't. I saw all the pictures and I felt that was enough, really, because where I live, our balcony, you can't really see the sky. So I would have had to go downstairs and go outside and, you know, I can look at pictures on social media. It's fine. I know what they are. And I've seen them before.
You are so. Gen Z.
Yeah.
That's the most Gen Z thing I've ever heard. I think I might have been able to see the Northern Lights, but I'd have had to go outside. So, not for me. I didn't see it. And it's one of the few things, because actually, it's been around so much now. It's very typical of certainly the British experience, that it's this mystical thing for years that you have to get a ferry to the fjords to have a chance of seeing. And as soon as it shows up in Cumbria, everyone's like, yeah, it's boring, mate. I'm not even bothered.
I saw them in York in 1995, and none of us knew what they were. And I've got like old sort of proper photos of this sky, but I didn't know what the Northern Lights were then. I was 18. And
Have to take those on a proper camera?
On a proper camera, with film.
And how did they come out? Rubbish?
No, really good. I've got, the sky. And I didn't know what it was. And then someone went, oh, that's the Northern Lights. And that's how I learned what the Northern Lights were.
So, because my understanding of the recent week's appearance is that you can't really see them with the naked eye, but when you get your camera out, you can see them.
Yeah.
Dee could see it. Whole sky blown red. Absolutely beautiful pictures. And it's turned out what she's taken a picture of is a tomato factory. And it's just a little bit of heat glare coming off. Now, I think... In a way, isn't that more beautiful?
That's still beautiful. It's still nature, sort of. Heat lamps, sort of nature.
What could be more beautiful than the forced growing of tomatoes in a climate that they don't want to grow in? It's really, you know, you could take a picture of nature, of course you can, and say, look at the majesty of it. Or you can take a picture of man's constant effort to defy nature and to heat the planet to the point where not only have we got Northern Lights, but just the whole... Earth is just flames and meteors and acid baths. And I think there's something quite beautiful about the people of Suffolk saying, no, we're going to burn through the night to grow some tomatoes. I think what Dee's taken there is a beautiful picture.
Yeah, yeah. It just shows that my ploughman's lunch is more important than my children's future.
Absolutely. And I look forward to a day when all the skies glow red. You listen to John Richardson, Absolute Barnes. Oh. I got so depressed.
Absolute Barnes.
I got so depressed. I thought, I wonder if I can just say half of Angela's name and the station, and that will do. You're listening to Absolute Barnes on Absolute Radio. So, Angela, it's your turn to tell us about a story that wasn't in the news headlines, but perhaps should have been.
Well, I think this is going to bring you up, because your story brought you down a little bit, John. I think you're going to like this one.
I was down anyway, but I'll take it.
Okay, fine. This is a woman who, I'm not sure where she's from, but her lunch...
That doesn't help me. Oh, that's not the end of the story.
It's fine. She prepares a packed lunch for work every day. Right, so she takes her lunch to work every day. So already, sustainable living, right? She takes it to work every day. But there's a man that she worked with who kept stealing her lunch. Two or three times a week, he was just pinching it out of the fridge and having it himself, right? And she confronted him about it, and he was just sort of like, you snooze, you lose. You know, I thought it was there for the taking, just sort of laughed it off. So anyway, what she's done is she's made her lunch as she usually made it, but she's added a layer of ghost pepper sauce, like the hottest chili sauce. Plus, just to make sure, in case that's not enough, a layer of wasabi as well. And she sat back and watched him take a bite and end up in tears over her lunch. How do you feel about that, John?
Yeah, I like it. You know, it becomes no surprise to anyone that I am a backer of the packed lunch brigade. You've got to be part of a team. I think actually... chili's quite a nice thing to do. There's worse things she could have done.
But this was ghost pepper. This is like, this isn't just, you know, sriracha sauce, a bit of chili sauce from the supermarket. This is hardcore chili.
I would like to know what the contingency was if that had been a day when he hadn't gone to steal her packed lunch. Would she have been willing to consume it herself? Or was there a backup packed lunch?
Maybe. I imagine she had a backup packed lunch. You would, wouldn't you? You wouldn't, because you wouldn't want to mix that up. So I expect she had a backup packed lunch, but she just sat back and watched.
Fuming that it got to this point. Mm. Is this been going on a long time? Because let's call it what it is. It's theft.
Yeah.
I would hope that that man could have been contacted by his HR department. I think she could have gone to her boss and said, I'm a full-on snitch, I make no bones about it. I would have gone straight to HR. He's literally stealing food from my mouth. It's affecting my productivity in the afternoon. It's affecting workplace relations.
All right, John, keep it light. No, you're right. It's a disciplinary issue. You're absolutely right.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've all had a laugh. But I am willing to take it further on her behalf. So if she wants to give me his name and his address, I will go round.
Brilliant.
I'll give him a sandwich.
I hope she's listening and she takes you up on that.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Mornings. You'd think by now we'd have a cure for them, but there they are, waiting for you every single day. We try and smooth off the edges here on The Breakfast Show, but you know what else you should try? Something that makes you shout, wallop, kapow, bam! These are the sounds you make after taking a Moju shot, packed with over 13 grams of fresh pressed ginger. And because Moju are so serious about making your mornings better, they're sponsoring 5 Words, 5 Grams. So wake up, have a Moju ginger shot for a fresh start to your morning, then take on 5 Words, 5 Grand on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Introducing Hive Ecotech.
Is that a new dance music genre?
Not quite. It's home energy technology that's kinder for the planet and your wallet.
Music to my ears, but like what?
Like a home EV charger that charges your car while you sleep.
Hmm.
Or a smart thermostat that changes your home temperature intuitively.
Really?
Or even solar panels that turn sunshine into lower bills.
Now there's a bright idea.
Oh, I really should have thought of that one. Welcome to Hive Ecotech for every home.
Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged Volkswagen offers. Now with deposit contributions of £3,950 on the ID3, £5,000 on the ID4, and 0% APR and solutions PCP. Plus, a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Power up and drive electric with Volkswagen. Subject to eligibility, order by 6th of January. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 36-month contract. Volkswagen Finance.
Whether you're screaming from the stands or the sofa, Virgin Bet has even more for you to shout about this season. Because we're giving you a totally free bet builder on a selected football match every week this season. So get ready to make some noise. Join us and claim your bet builder free bet every week. Virgin Bet. A good bet.
Use Bet Builder free bet on selected match by kickoff. Min odds evens. Max one free bet £1 to £20. Except via pop-up. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Bet responsibly. Gamblerware.org.
You wanted me, boss?
Yes, you've met my daughter. She's come to open a bank account.
Have I?
And make sure you give her the good one.
Do we have a good one?
But, Dad, I'm with Nationwide now.
What? Why?
It just feels good to bank somewhere owned by its members, rather than someone like you.
Oh, this is all too much. It spritz me.
Rosewater or scented kiwi?
Both.
Because we're owned by our members, we put members first. Nationwide, a good way to bank.
The moustache is corny. For years, people around the world have been united by the power of the moustache. This Movember, unite to take on mental health, suicide, prostate and testicular cancers. Come together, grow together, raise funds, save lives. Change the face of men's health. Sign up at Movember.com.
You all right, guys?
I need the
kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For my live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Angela, I think I would say you are, but would you describe yourself as a pedant?
Yeah. Yeah, I can be. And I have to pull back. I try and stop myself. I know you don't believe in that, John, but I believe in being, you know, descriptive rather than prescriptive when it comes to the way people speak. But
yes,
it still grinds my gears.
Yeah, language evolves, doesn't it? I always try and channel a bit of Susie Dent here, and she manages to remain calm.
Mm.
And she says that, you know, a lot of language you use now was a mistake at the time that has been carried forward. There are some things that are not about evolution of language.
Mm.
They're simply about using it incorrectly.
Yeah.
And I can reveal this week, Angela, that I've literally joined the police. Like, literally, I'm literally in the police and I've literally set up a jail.
Literally?
Like, literally joined the police and literally set up a jail.
All right, Gen Z.
By which I mean I haven't.
Yeah.
But I have reached my limit with the literal thing.
Yeah, it does grind, doesn't it, that one?
Because it's the opposite of what you mean.
Mm.
And I've bitten my tongue for a long time now. Literally, like, I literally bitten my tongue in half over this one. And then...
Is that why you're talking funny?
It is, yeah. It's very red. It's very sore. I can only say that if this is literally true, then my thoughts are with Emma Willis after what sounds like a genuinely traumatic event. Here she is talking to Kate Garraway.
It was so exciting, wasn't it?
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I would literally, my heart was in my mouth waiting.
Oh, that's not where your heart's supposed to be.
Oh, imagine how terrifying that was for her.
Oh,
just,
God.
She's about to go on national television. Maybe she coughs a bit. What's that? Her heart was literally in her mouth, Angela.
Oh, my God. Was it still beating? I mean, there's so many questions.
She's still alive. Yeah. So we assume the heart was still beating
in
the mouth.
She must have still been attached, but just moved up the esophagus.
We don't know if both ventricles went in there, whether it was just one valve came up. We can assume it's the whole heart from what she said. Because she is one of our greatest presenters, and I mean that, she swallowed it back down and she's been able to carry on with the voice.
What a brave woman.
One can only speculate on the steely resolve that takes. The bad news is she's gone. She's the first person in my literal prison. So here she is going into her cell.
Yeah.
And I invite you, if at any point in the week you hear somebody using the term literally, literally incorrectly, and I do mean they've literally used it literally incorrectly, thus showing illiteracy, oddly, but if you feel that somebody's literally incorrectly used the term literally, you can call me. I'm the literal police. Next week I'll have a jingle, but for now I've just got my little car. There we go. That's me. Sort of like an angry Noddy. Noddy with road rage.
Oh, John, you're so happy about this. Look at that. You can finally do something about this. I really enjoyed it. It's like this has lifted you back up for the remainder of the show. This literal illiteracy. Oh, that's hard to say.
Me, they said, what do you want to use this platform for? And I said, shaming good people who are just excited about a new project. That's what I said. So if you pick up on any of this, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes here with you on Absolute Radio. Soon it will be Sarah Champion, and then after that it will of course be Rock and Roll Football with Matt Ford. I've been sabotaging his radio show now since I joined Absolute. In 2 weeks' time we will be on stage together. I can only imagine, because he's taken this with such grace and he's never mentioned it when I've seen him outside of here, he's planning some sort of physical attack. Some sort of public pieing. Something's going to happen on stage at the Palladium. If you want to be there, there are a few tickets left. They're at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. It's not just me and Matthew Ford, of course not. The Palladium wouldn't allow that. We've got Glenn Moore from Dave Berry's Breakfast Show. We've got Susie Ruffle, Judy Love, Phil Wang, Josh Widdicombe and Dara O'Brien. And all the money raised will be going to the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital Charity, which is the hospital that saved Matt's life. His life has been saved. I've chosen to seize upon that by making it slightly less pleasant. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it can't all be good, yeah. Can it?
No, exactly. Yeah. You know, if everything now was good, you just wouldn't have any barometer. There still needs to be a little bit of every now and again. Oh, why has he done that? And that's what I'm going for. So 2 till 5 this afternoon, I'd like you to text in Matt Ford and Matt Dyson's show with this week's bonfire night. So firework reference would cheer me up.
Lovely.
While I'm driving, I'll have a listen in. I want to hear as many firework terms as you can. You get bang in there, of course you can. You can get explosives. You get Catherine Wheel in there. I know you're a pro.
Oh, that would be amazing if I can get that. How about rocket and roll football?
Oh, you're straight in there,
eh?
Angela.
Eh?
Are you texting in at 2 o'clock?
Oh, hang on, right. Maybe I'll save this one and text it in. I'm quite pleased with one I've just thought of. You ready?
Go on.
Ooh, Cantona. Hey? Hey? I mean, it's a little bit out of date. I'll give you that.
And the idea is that OR is what you say.
Same
when
with
you watch fireworks.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's good for when I do one on farming in a couple of weeks. OR, Cantona. You can save it.
I was really proud of that.
It's very good. And what's your? Because I'm Sue from Clifton. When I text in under an alias, have you got a pseudonym?
I'd like to be sort of related to Sue from Clifton. So maybe I'll be. Okay. What Sue's sister would be called? Something like Carol. I think Carol from another area of Bristol. Maybe Carol from Bredminster.
Oh, how lovely. About that? All right, I'll be listening out. Last week, I set you the challenge of getting as many swimming-based words after our wonderful smugness about how to get a swimming hat on. Did you manage to do it?
I haven't tried it yet. I haven't been swimming this week, but I will try it and I will video it when I do.
Thank you. That's a promise. Get it clipped up. I will send it to you every day, says the man who just clipped up Elmo for his debate. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We asked you if you could get swimming terms out on Rock and Roll Football, and conversation turned to Hawaiian shirts and Hawaiian pizzas. It all looked like we weren't going to get in. And then MG pulled out this absolute beauty.
MG in East Hertfordshire says, did you know the original Hawaiian pizza from Hawaii was made with butterfly prawns, and islanders would paddle out into the lagoons, dive underwater, and then crawl around on the seabed to catch the specific prawn they used to make the pizza?
I would like to salute the listeners. These are some of the loveliest, most heartwarming, supportive messages I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, he's enjoying them too much, aren't they? John, like, he was really enjoying that text. That's not what you want, is it?
The sounds of James Gill there getting brought in hook, line and stinker. Absolutely. Can I just thank the listener? Yeah, go on. Thank thank our listener.
And also, he's called James Gill. That's sort of related to swimming. Sort of.
Yeah, that would have been great if someone had texted in. My cousin never had to learn to swim because she's got gills. It's fireworks this week. See what you can do. I don't know how long this feature will run after we gig together, because I've got a feeling I'm going to get confronted in the dressing room at Absolute Live. But you can text them when they get here at 2 o'clock.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
At NatWest, we think Britain's small businesses are a big deal. It's why we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Get 2 years free banking on everyday transactions when you open a NatWest startup account, plus free digital tools and expert advice. Ready to take your first step? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest, proud partner of Team GB. To verify, email checkit at natwest.com. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply. Other fees may apply.
Wake up, people, and smell the ginger. Kickstart your day with a Moju shot. 13.8 grams of fresh pressed ginger for an all-natural boom. Like a ginger ninja kick to your taste buds. Put some Moju in your morning. Moju. Wake, shake, boom.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla menu bought by Sunday. Ehi meri peli karsi. Ehi me horn chalondiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favorite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
The moustache is calling. For years, people around the world have been united by the power of the moustache. This Movember, unite to take on mental health, suicide, prostate and testicular cancers. Come together, grow together, raise funds, save lives. Change the face of men's health. Sign up at Movember.com.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio 90s. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Did you know, at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP?
I got this quilted leather handbag, must have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In store and online.
This week, you can be a screamer. Or you can do a Catherine wheel, which is like a cartwheel but on the radio.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2.50. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this radio network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 8th of November at 5pm.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win a quarter of £1 million.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
So, Angela, thank you so much for being with me again this week.
Thank you for having me. Always a joy.
Are you off on the road again this week?
I am. Where am I this week? I don't even know where I am. I'm in Fareham tonight in Hampshire. That's where I am. There you go.
Good luck.
Lovely.
We need to name the podcast of this show.
Okay. How about it's literally mint?
Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah, I'd like to get the literal thing in there, because that is the thing I want
people
to take away.
Or maybe one step further, mint is literally the best Tic Tac.
That's a bit smug on your part.
I'm really enjoying
my mint Tic Tac victory. You know there's a song, A New York Minute.
Oh, yeah.
Because we went to New York. I wonder if you could say literally a New York mint.
New York mint.
It's not going to scan,
it needs explanation.
Okay. We'll just say literally. It's literally mint.
Literally mint.
This show is literally mint.
And it is literally mint in that sort of, as mint meaning good, no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It works, mate.
Yeah,
well, you don't have to explain yourself. Don't let Ouar Cantona put you off. That was a good pun. And you should continue to have faith in yourself. And I don't want people to think that these flippant references I make on the show, I want people to know, because I'm thinking of it now, and it will stay with me for the rest of the day. I'm thinking of Miles's voice, and I'm thinking of his beautiful face, and I'm thinking of him wandering around New York, and it's going to make me feel a little bit worse about myself for the rest of the day. So don't you think I just said it at the top? I can hear him. Well, hi there. Thanks for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Did he sound like London. Michael Jackson when he called? I didn't notice that.
What a lovely man.
Very lovely man.
Thank you to everyone who's got in touch today. Bobby and Lisa and the Tic Tac debacle. Our poets, of course.
They were outstanding.
And news for Joe and Tracy next week. My first poem next week.
Well, how are you feeling about that, John?
Well, I have read a poem before to John Cooper Clarke on Cat's Countdown.
Wow.
So feel like... It can't be more nerve-wracking than that.
Yeah, sure.
He's doing an arena.
Wow.
He's doing poems in an arena.
That's insane.
Like a gladiator.
Wow.
Yeah, too right. Maybe I'll get him to give me some advice. Or maybe I'll go online and find a clip of him talking as if he's talking to me and pretend I actually did it. You'll find out next week.
Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a lie.
That's it from us for another week. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lesicus, manias orpheum.
Whoa. How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
Hi, thanks for joining the video call. I'm really excited to chat with you all today. Oh, sorry, Jess, you're breaking up a bit there. Hi, Steve. You're on mute. Yeah, you're on mute. Still can't hear you, Jess.
Oh, sorry, one sec. There's someone at the door.
Meetings better in person. Better get a travel lodge.
find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
You're this month's winner of Auto Trader's electric car giveaway.
Honestly, I don't believe it. Oh my God, it's just amazing. Just so incredible. You just don't understand. Like, it is just amazing. Like, it really is a dream. I'm shaking. Oh my God.
Auto Trader are giving away a brand new electric car every month, and it's free to enter. Monthly electric car giveaway found at Auto Trader. T&Cs apply. Visit autotrader.co.uk/giveaway.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Sometimes it feels like we're living in a world where everything is fake. Fake news, fake ID, fake people. But when it comes to relationships, you want something real. Welcome to realpeopledating.com. Find someone like you, on your wavelength, looking for a genuine relationship. Real life, real people, real dating. Go to realpeopledating.com.
Tries to cut across, then slices it just wide of the post.
Have they done enough?
Can they pull it out the back?
Does the ref have a clue? When you're shouting at the screen, blow your whistle.
There's no feeling like live TV.
However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels, with all those edge-of-the-seat moments we love to share. To find out more, search TV licence.
Hi, I'm Joe Wicks, but no burpees today. I'm talking Asda's Cashpot for Schools.
Joe, how does it work?
Well, when you download the rewards app and opt in, Asda will donate cash to local primary schools. All the grown-ups need to do is shop and scan like normal.
Oh, and Joe, what's a burpee?
I'll explain later. Asda's Cashpot for Schools.
Download Asda Rewards and opt in today.
Asda, that's more like it. Exclusions apply. Selected stores, 18 plus, 0.5% donation of £2 plus shop. Selected primary schools, parent count, reg charity, 107-2833. Full T's and C's at asda.com/cashpotforschools.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next.
Argos.co.uk and in stores subject to availability.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Sophie Merrick. Within the hour, we'll know who will be taking on the government as leader of the opposition. Either Robert Jemrick or Kemi Badenoch will take over from Rishi Sunak to lead the Conservative Party. Volunteers supporting rescue efforts in eastern Spain say the death toll is still increasing after devastating flash flooding. More than 200 people are known to have died. The Israeli military says at least 11 people have been injured following rocket attacks from Lebanon overnight. Hezbollah says it was targeting an army base in the central city of Tira on the outskirts of Tel Aviv. And Scottish comedian Janie Godley has died following a terminal cancer diagnosis. The 63-year-old found viral fame imitating Nicola Sturgeon.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Ruben Amorim says his new club at Manchester United told him it was now or never if he wanted to become their coach. He's taking up his new job on the 11th and will stay in charge of Sporting until then. Arsenal visit Newcastle this lunchtime, hoping to get their Premier League title challenge back on track. Leaders Manchester City go to Bournemouth, but failure to win would allow Liverpool to leapfrog them with victory over Brighton. Celtic and Aberdeen will put their unbeaten